Thank you for tuning in to this week's Just Ball Things. If you're catching us on the podcast, remember to give us a rating and review. And now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening. From wherever you're listening across the world, welcome to another episode of Just Ball Things. Change up the intro, mate.
How?
Did you not notice it? There's none of my little spiel, so we get right back into it.
Yeah, but like in the last episode, it was like 45 seconds.
I know,
because
I was supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It was supposed to end up like this, people. I apologize. That was technical difficulties.
Yeah, to say the least.
With me today, you may have heard him just now. I hope his mic's working.
It better be.
Is the J-Man Jack Manuel. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm swell, Nicholas. Just got home. Not home. This isn't my home. This is your
boudoir.
This
is not your home. This is my boudoir. And I didn't even mention it now. This is your thing now.
We're like the Facebook like memes where it's like, you know, when you take on your friends' like colloquialisms.
Mm.
I'm taking on yours. You take on mine. You say like ski at the end of stuff now.
Yeah. Nice skis.
That's
bad.
Bottle skis. basketball skis. Do we want to talk about basketball skis? Is it official banter time skis over skis? Or is it plug skis?
Let's do the... Fuck.
All
right, you can contact us at the J-Man.
Wait, do you not have a fact either?
That is my fact. You can contact us at the J-Man JBT. And I have a new Twitter handle. That's my fact.
Really? You actually have a handle?
No, I don't. It's JBT Nick.
Okay.
But I wanted to get the hype going.
Yeah. To increase from 11 followers to 14.
I haven't checked my followership in a while. I'm going to do that now.
Why not?
We're also closely affiliated with OTG Basketball. They have an awesome, awesome podcast network and news website where you can keep up to date with all things NBA. Mate, what's on the haps?
Top 10 is dropping very, very soon, a matter of days. Corey and I will have that dropping for you guys. We did a little bit of a live YouTube show with that one as well with my boy Jorge. Corey, who it was his birthday the other day. Happy birthday to that young lad. He's your age, I think.
Corey?
Yeah, 25.
Did you tell him of the hot takes? Did anything come up of that last episode?
It did. The discussions are wonderful, and I will hopefully see my American friends soon in a matter of weeks when I head over there.
Mate, I just want to highlight something right now.
What do you want? 59.
50. Don't know when that happened.
59.
How many models?
Is it because
how many models are following me that are just trying to
get those bots, mate? Those
exactly,
booty bots.
The bots.
Get the booty bots.
90% of them are I am blowing up on Twitter, people. 60 followers in a matter of 3 years.
59, mate. Don't give yourself that extra follow yet.
It's like 1.6% of my total followership.
Essentially.
We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/justballthings. Give us a like and a follow there. Hit us up on email, jbtpodcast@gmail.com. I got excited, mate.
Oh, did we get one?
It was an email from Apple Podcasts.
Oh, no! We should read it out on the show.
I got so excited.
Was
I realised
it was himself?
Just an admin thing. I'm like, oh, god damn it.
Was it from Tim Cook? Did it say? Or from Tim Apple, as Donald Trump likes to call him?
Tim Apple.
And
he's a smart man.
The next person who does, we will give you something. Like, just something.
The famous JBT pen.
Yeah,
that
he writes
all of the episode names down.
We might even give
you this pen.
It's a good pen.
It's a Sharpie. It's a good quality Sharpie.
Love me a Sharpie. What I love even more is the Bridget Manuel scale.
Segway.
Yeah.
For those of you who are new, this is the JBT created scale. Sums up how likely things are to happen in the NBA. We scale it on alternative Twitter, Wikipedia, or straight up fact. So, mate, where on the internet would you find this? Twitter or Wikipedia?
What are you talking about?
Hold on.
This is
a good way to describe it.
What?
Where on the internet would you find it? This level of news. Trevor Booker.
Bookskis.
Bookskis. Trevor the librarian.
Books.
Yeah.
He reads books.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
When was the last time you went to a library?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess at uni.
I went to one, I think just when I got back, I was really into reading and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to buy books. I don't want to be a sucker. And so
I buy books.
Yeah, I sort of do as well.
I love the way books look on a shelf. This seems like an off topic. I'm going to write it down.
Libraries.
No, just books. Like collector's items, or like what you like about books.
Just books.
Books.
We're turning into nerds. Do you have the Homer nerd soundbite?
I don't.
Well, that'd be a good one, maybe.
I've got some other ones if you'd like me to sample. I mean, we've heard the
money. Yes, we know it. Okay, Trevor Booker has money, I guess.
Trevor Booker, Houston Rockets is going to make... Houston is going to make the finals this year, but whoever comes out of the East is winning the ship.
Yeah. I got a bit confused by the ship reference initially.
I have never heard it before.
Because it's a championship.
Oh.
See, I got that now as well.
That makes a lot of sense.
I thought he misspelled chip.
Yes. Yeah? Because a chip is a championship.
It's a champion.
It
shortens it.
Yes, it's a chip.
Not an anagram. You know.
But I've never heard of... I thought maybe he was selling a boat of some sort.
I mean, he might be Trevor Sailor. Might be Trevor Yotter. Yotter?
God. where on the internet would you find this one, mate?
This is on the internet of
is
the...
Is this coming from Google Scholar itself?
This is from Breitbart News, mate. It's as alternative as it gets. It's from theheraldsun.com.au. It's from,
oh, geez.
From the doldrums.
Throwing shade.
From the doldrums of the internet. Take that, Australian media. I'm sure whatever listeners...
I'm sure Rupert Murdoch is spinning in his... He's not dead, but...
He'll be dead soon enough.
I mean... He's dead inside.
Yes. He has no moral compass. Houston's going to the finals this year. I mean, it's...
That is somewhat... That's not as alternative fact as whoever comes out of the East will win it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like we need to break these down into two different statements. Mm. I think we talked about this last week. We don't need to repeat the fact that Houston are probably the number two contender right now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want to give it, put it on Twitter.
Yeah,
you know, maybe if it's on your
this
Twitter.
This isn't a Woj bomb, but this is definitely a...
It's a Nick bomb.
It's a Buzo bomb.
Buzik bomb. It's on
bomb.
59 followers. And he's like, oh, wow, Nick said this.
A BB.
I don't care. BB, I don't mind that. B squared. B2. But whoever comes out of the East is winning this.
That's crazy.
Do you think it's... I'm actually doing an article for Beckett Media on the top five challenges to Golden State for their magazine. Who do you think is more likely out of Houston or the Eastern Conference field to win the championship? I had Houston as the number one contender because of... We talked about last time. They've beaten them. They're 3-1 in the series.
I love how skewed the East and West is because you're giving me the Houston Rockets and the entire of the Eastern Conference.
Well, it's essentially Milwaukee, Toronto, Philly, Boston. That's who...
I wouldn't even put Boston and Philly remotely in that conversation.
I kind of would. I had Boston as my fifth greatest contender. A little preview for those Beckett magazine readers.
Are you just saying sheerly off...
likelihood. Like, in terms of ranking the likelihood and the probability that these teams can beat the Warriors?
But in playoffs, I guess. Playoffs are a different game. But just Boston have not been impressive.
They have not.
I mean, saying that, they're fifth, 43-27. And we know... team is say, it says something about
and
the team.
We know their defense. We know Brady Steve-O's.
Steve-O.
BS. He ain't gonna... Well, he's had a bit of BS this year. Let's put it that way.
That's true.
And Kai 3 Irving.
But if I'm fielding... Yeah. The answer's the Houston Rockets. They've showed us proven playoff pedigree with a full and healthy squad. They've been playing amazing this year. James Harden is again on astronomical terms of points per game. Chris Paul is coming back. That start of the season was quite scary.
Daniel House, baby, he's back. I don't mind him. The House is back.
There was obviously question marks around the start of the season with Houston Rockets, how they started.
We don't need to talk about Houston. We spoke about them last week. Anything on the East, though, Nick?
The Bucks have just been super impressive.
I'm going to skip forward to the Bucks then. Malcolm Brogdon's health will be a key determiner in Milwaukee's postseason success for those playing along at home. He has done... What was the injury again, Mr. Woj Bomb? Sir, a minor plantar fascia tear in his right foot. Mm. 6 to 8 weeks, they're saying. I've got to make it work right now. Had some plantar fasciata. He's taken some inflammatory medicines. Mm-hmm. And he's still going on netball. He's still playing a little bit of footy training in the local WRFL leagues. So, I mean, if my boy is a 32-year-old, can still do that sort of thing.
He's also not a professional. I assume that his body is under a lot more stress than older. Granted,
he's
older.
Also a PE teacher.
Ooh, okay, that's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking. But the Brogdonian, I think he's got a chance. And I think...
The Prez?
Yeah, the Prez himself. In terms of their depth, at that guard sort of position. You're looking now at the likes of Dante DiVincenzo, Pat Connaughton, George Hill, if he's still around.
It's not a rag of riches.
They're not very rich in terms of guard depth, but obviously they have so much switchability and intangibility. The ball's in Giannis's hand that often anyway. I reckon they
can play such a big lineup that they probably can push someone like the likes of a shooting guard to a point guard.
Yeah.
And then just play three wings and Giannis.
Yeah. and Lopez or whatever. I saw this on Twitter, and I'm not sure if you agree with this statement or not, that someone put out the fact that Malcolm Brogdon is the second most important player till Milwaukee. Obviously, Chris Middleton is the most likely one. But we talked about their guard depth.
Giannis?
Second most important. Second.
Yes, but Giannis would be more important than Brogdon. Is that what we're arguing? Okay, yeah, that's the argument. That's, okay. Well, it's wrong.
Do you think Middleton's more important?
Yes, I do.
The argument against Devil's Advocate is, okay, like we talked about, the wing depth, guys like DJ Wilson, mm-hmm, guys like Ersin Ilyasova, guys like Nikola Mirotic, much more easily replaceable.
Okay.
Whereas Brogdon's shooting splits this season have been tremendous. Get him up on Beeble Reference for me, sir.
Yes, sir.
He has been absolutely tremendous in terms of his shooting, in terms of his ability to get to the line. His incredible efficiency. It's numbers. Give me numbers.
42% from three, 50% from the field.
He's a 50-40-90.
50-40-90,
Nick.
That's efficient.
That's the be-all of efficiency. And it's across 64 games.
That's efficient.
So he's going to finish the season with 50-40-90. Losing that efficiency, I'm going to say that I think he might be more important than Chris Middleton because he's harder to replace. Hot take? Probably.
I mean, he's not in the sense that he's harder to replace, but more... I completely understand where you're coming from. But if I'm having one person fire out of those two in a playoff series, I'd want Chris Middleton to be playing at his 100% best before Malcolm Brogdon is playing at his 100% best.
Yeah.
But Brogdon going down poses more issues than Middleton going down.
It does.
So I understand sort of my point of the argument, obviously, and then
I have a point.
Yours as well.
I have a point.
I'm very much sitting on the fence right now.
Yeah.
Non-committal.
Of course you are.
I'm Switzerland.
Yeah. Great chocolate.
Yes.
Good cheese.
Great tennis player. Roger.
Why did you say Z then? Who's...
Stanis Wawrinka is also from Switzerland.
Spell Stanis Wawrinka.
It's Wawrinka.
Wawrinka.
But it's Wawrinka.
Wawrinka! Where is this on the internet for you, Nicholas?
Brogdon's health will be a key determiner in Milwaukee's postseason. I'll give it a wiki. There's something in there because of the lack of guard depth.
I am going fact because it says will be a key determiner. I mean, the key determiner is going to be Giannis and how he steps up in Middleton. Middleton was great in their last postseason, despite the fact that they went out in the first round to Boston. But I think depth is going to be a key issue. And you lose your key rotation player. The Warriors, when they lost Iguodala last in those finals against the Houston Rockets in the West, and when the Rockets obviously lost Chris Paul as well. Brogdon isn't on the... I'd say Brogdon is probably more important than Iguodala. That's just a personal fact of where he's standing is right now. But we will move on to a less successful team and an owner who we don't like and who you saw the video, yeah, the teams, and like, you see how he like the sell the team, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see who like James Dolan was hanging out with?
No.
Like the people that like walked ahead of him. So it was like 5 25-year-old models from fucking Burberry or some shit. This bloke's like fucking our dad's age. I'm just like, bro, midlife crisis alert. Fucking hell. James Dolan.
He's not a decent man.
He's not. I don't like him, but he has words that he wants to say. I can tell you from what I've heard, I think we're going to have a successful offseason when it comes to free agents. Do you believe Jimmy D?
I don't either. I was about to say I was sort of trying to be clever, like, I believe him not, but it's not a thing.
It's like some Shakespearean shit right there, mate.
I denounce his believability.
That Oh, Dolan, oh, Dolan, wherefore art thou, James?
Jimmy, good old Jimmy D.
James O.
Yeah, no. I was speaking about this to a friend of mine earlier in the week, saying how your big cities don't have the draw that they used to. It's not enough just being New York.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing he's got going for him right now.
And the fact that he can get two of them. That's the thing.
Well, cap space and money, sure.
Yeah.
But people aren't going to want to go to that organization.
Yeah, of
even
course.
If it is in New York. Maybe I don't have the full picture of it because I am in Australia and essentially the coverage on all of the teams that I get is exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, no, because when you listen to a podcast like us, we always talk about New York, the Lakers, blah, 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 blah. It's just, that just is what drives the content, the big markets.
I can equally watch every other team in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean,
and the accessibility to watch every other team in the NBA, social media, the league has never been as connected as it has been
before. It's a globalized sensation.
Exactly. I can watch Charlotte Hornets easily as well as I can watch the Knicks.
Yes,
you can. Which wasn't the case all the time. Obviously, they get the ESPN games, they get the bigger media coverage, the bigger media whatever. So it might be a bigger deal in America. However, we're seeing it more with Kawhi Leonard. We're seeing it with Paul George. Free agents literally taking flyers on these teams. Wouldn't surprise me if Kawhi re-signs in Toronto.
You've said that, yeah.
Yes. What did surprise me was Paul George in OKC.
Yeah.
Only because I really thought he was destined for. But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter where you're situated. If you are happy there, your player livelihood is incredibly important.
I think just listening just to James, you're taking words of James Dolan's. Like, and he went on the market.
Yeah.
It's just like, you take them obviously with a grain of salt. And I think that it seems almost fait accompli that Kevin Durant's going to head there. And if that means, why would Kevin Durant go there by himself to join Damian Dotson, Mitchell Robinson, and Alonzo Trier? Who James Dolan himself, for those who haven't seen NBA Desktop this week, couldn't even name. Like, he barely knows these guys. He barely knows his own team. He cares about MSG and who's playing the concerts there. But I can tell you from what I've heard, we're going to have successful. I think they'll have a successful off-season, but not based off what James Dolan is saying. I think it's more of what the front office has done to be able to actually, you know, create those cap space, create that cap space, getting rid of Kristaps and whatever. So
we saw the same thing this off-season with the Lakers. It's not as clear-cut as, hey, we're the Lakers. You need to be a good and functional team with a likable owner.
And yeah,
Jeannie Buss is a lot more likable than James Dolan.
Yeah, she rides the bus well. I don't know what. But in terms of what you said about the big markets, the two big market teams, in terms of the big markets, Clippers and Nets, are probably more appealing destinations. And I've spoken about this on the outlet with Nick and Corey. The fact that those teams have, you know, solid organizations, you know, good culture, all the rest. So,
and you're in the same city.
And
like,
the exact
and
same
if city. The city is the determining factor, it's like, hey, I want to live in New York. Play for the Nets.
Yeah, take the NQR, baby.
Yes.
So 2, 3, 4, 5. Or 6. That's sometimes. It. Depending on, you know, the time of day. And how many rats are on the subway system. Speaking of the LA La Land.
La La Land?
Yeah, because I'm in LA La Land.
Spelling.
Up here for thinking. Lou Williams is guaranteed to win Sixth Man of the Year. I don't want to speak about him at all because he just destroyed the hopes for my Brooklyn Nets and their playoff aspirations with an absolutely dagger. It was just like, you don't make that shot unless you're Lou Williams. You just don't.
He's like, made that shot time and time again.
It's like
again.
Him and Stephen Curry.
He is so good.
And Damian Lillard. Those are like the only three guys. You put the ball in anyone else's freaking hands and the Nets win and we're above 500. We go into the Sacramento and Lakers game and things are okay then. I'm sad. I'm angry.
All of the above.
All of the above. And he's taken away from, you know, the credence from Spencer Dinwiddie from being a Sixth Man of the Year contender as well. Louisville's got it tied up. I think he's one of, you know, one of the few players ever to score over 20 points off the bench.
20.4.
Yeah, which is...
Is it 20.4?
Insane. Yeah, and he is a tremendous player. But...
Off the damn bench, Jack.
Yeah, it's off the bench, off the pine.
This guy is not going to make an All-Star game, and it saddens me to my core.
He should have made one last year ahead of Jimmy B, Jimmy G.
I 100% agree. The amount of injury replacements of that in that last year, it was a travesty that he
did. It was.
Is there any cause to
expand.
Yes, expand the Sixth Man of the Year thing. Fuck, I'm on fire.
Thing. The thing.
Who can we expand the award out to?
So, you know, Montrez, we could probably go with Derek Rose.
Sabonis?
Yeah, DeMontis, Sabonis,
I was thinking Rose and Sabonis.
Yeah, they've been all right, but I think it's Lou Will's locked up, and there will be Derek Rose stands out there.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of adding me, add JBT Nick, 59 followers. Get around it.
I appreciate the hate, because it's the only contact I have on Twitter.
And he needs some sort of validation, positive or negative. Yeah, it's a nigh-on guarantee, almost as much a nigh-on guarantee. I'll put this to you. Mm. What is more likely? Lou Williams wins this Sixth Man of the Year, or Golden State wins the championship? I think Lou Will. Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah. Like, Lou Will's given us no reason to doubt him. Whereas the Warriors have slipped a little bit.
He gets injured now, he's still got it, I think.
There's 15 games. Yeah.
10 games? Yeah.
Man, that season's gone quick.
Yeah, I know. It's like April 10, I know, is the Nets' last game. So, like, less than a month, 3 weeks to go. So, I think if he gets injured now, I think that it's dicey, but I think he's got it. It's like if Luka Doncic were to get... Who has the award more sewn up, Luka Doncic or Lou Williams? Because Luka has, you know, that Trae Young sort of kind of thing
Luka's got it. Luka had it in like week three.
Yeah.
And there was nothing stopping that train.
Fair. Keep it on the LA Clippers bandwagon. No Lakers talk. There is some Lakers talk. Via Zach Lowe, Doc Rivers deserves real consideration for Coty.
This is another thing that saddens me. Because it's the same thing with Sixth Man of the Year. Because Sabonis has had an amazing year. Derrick Rose has had an amazing year.
Yeah, he's had it. I don't like Derrick Rose.
I know you don't like Derrick Rose, but basketball-y, he's had an amazing year.
Basketball-y. Okay.
Yes, in a basketball sense, he's had an amazing year.
He plays basketball.
He does. He's been tremendous off the bench. He's embraced that six-man role.
He also does things off the bench in his off time.
Go on, Jackie.
Don't agree with.
Topical, mate. But it's the same thing with Coach of the Year. Because early in the year, I was advocating for Dwayne Casey again when the Pistons were... Now that's gone.
Nah, Dwayne, I
don't know. Now that's gone. But you can argue for Nate McMillan.
Yeah, Natey.
Which I really think Macca. That he should... Yeah. For what he did last year with Oladipo.
Yeah, I like Macca.
And what he's done this year.
Big fan of Mac, dog.
Oh, he's never going to get the kudos.
Return of the Mac.
They're not... Yes, thank you, Jack. Fuck. God damn it. Mike Malone.
Eminem.
As well. Crispy. Like we said here, Doc Rivers definitely.
Favorite M&Ms? Crispy, peanut...
Crispy.
Yeah, crispy, yeah. We're going to call Mike Malone crispy from now on.
But I prefer Skittles over them.
Yeah, of course. Sal?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Are we going to call Mike Malone Skittles from now on or crispy?
Let's just continue with the...
Okay, so from Macca and crispy, who are we on to next?
But of those three?
Yeah, you said three people.
You've also got Coach Bud, who is going to win.
That's the award.
And that's what hurts me, because those three... genuinely are amazing.
Yeah,
but Bud's his turnaround of the Bucks was amazing.
It's the same thing with the MVP. Like, you know, it's James Harden. Oh, it's James Harden. But
I still think James Harden should be.
I don't think.
I am in the vast minority when I say that.
And not just because you're a Dutchman.
Thank you, Jack. Throw in some casual racism along.
No, I'm just making a fact that there aren't a lot of Dutch people in Australia.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's literally...
There's not a lot of Dutch people in Dutchland.
There's not a lot of Dutch people in this room. In fact, 50% of this room is Dutch.
I'd say that's quite a... If we extrapolate this out...
That's not a majority.
If we extrapolate the data received in this room to the nation...
That's like 12 million.
There are 3.5 billion Dutch people in the world.
Okay. If we're talking about Chinese people, then maybe, or people in India, don't buy it. But Doc Rivers deserves real consideration. He does.
He does deserve real consideration, but it ultimately will fall on deaf ears because Bud has just been that good.
Yeah, and I mean, we consider it. It's hurts. It's factual. You go to the library, you take a read. It's a nice little book. It's well-sourced. But at the end of the day, you still go to Twitter and Zach Lowe votes for whoever. Bill Simmons, it will be embarrassing. Say in LA, if LeBron makes higher than third team all NBA.
A.
There's an A in the NBA.
What I can sort of see...
Did you listen to this one where I was talking with Ryan?
No, I haven't listened to this one. But I can kind of see... I mean, he was injured. Yeah. The Lakers have been...
He's not... He shouldn't make 13 All-NBA. Like, the first team is... you know, Paul George has been better. It's about naming five forwards who have been better than him. I'd say Blake Griffin's had a better season than him. He'd probably be on the third team with him. I would say Kawhi Leonard's been better than him. Mm-hmm. Paul George, Kevin Durant. There's your names there. Giannis.
Giannis, you can slot at the center, though.
You can, but
that's
like...
That's what I mean. Like,
I would rather have Joel Embiid... I would rather have Joel Embiid as the first team All-NBA center. And then, you know, that's just... My All-NBA first team would be Stephen Curry, James Harden, Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Joel Embiid. You know, your second team, I haven't really thought about. But, you know, looking at our top 50, I'll have to recap it. But I think he shouldn't make the first team. That's blatant. He has not been better.
Oh, no, he didn't. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
You can make an argument against Kawhi Leonard to an extent, but I think Kawhi Leonard has been more impactful and has been on a much... More, no, I'm not going to say much more better because he's been on a much better team. I hate people that say that. So Kawhi has been better. Kevin Durant has been vastly better. There's your forwards right there, and I think he's on the same level as Blake Griffin. And you know,
how many points a game is LeBron James averaging?
26,
27.4.
Yeah,
that's surprised. That I don't know why that surprised that's essentially smack bang on his career.
That's
average.
What he's always done.
But I would have thought that it would be less this year.
Yeah, but like he's still
it's the games played and the impact he's had. It's just been a bad time in LA.
Yeah,
and unfortunately that affects your all NBA. Not sitting with the team, not making you know people aren't happy in LA.
Yeah,
wanting to trade half the all the team.
Yeah,
that but, all affects your reputation on the year.
Yeah, it certainly does. And you know I think he'll make the third team. I think that it's likely.
I mean, I would have to, because the third team is a very specific, like, it's easy to say he's not going to make the first team.
No, he's definitely not.
It's potentially easy to say he's not going to make the second team, yeah. But then you start having to go, you actually have to start formulating a list.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, well, he could make the third team.
He could make the third
Off
team.
Off the top of my head, I probably can't list... I would have to extend it out to seven.
Well, like Jokic,
guards,
the Jokic would probably
forwards.
Well, like in terms of like front court players, the three front court players in my second team would be Jokic, they would be Kawhi, and they would be Kevin Durant. I think all three of those players have been better than LeBron James this season, and you can certainly make an argument for LeBron maybe over Kawhi. But he has not been better than Kevin Durant at all. And I think I've spoken about this. Kevin Durant has had a tremendously underrated season. And I think he's one of the most underrated superstars we've had of the past 3 years.
He's very much like LeBron in that he's taken for granted. He was averaging 30 points a game in his first
season.
And
his defense has gone up a mark and his passing has gone up a mark. But I think he'll make third team. I think he's almost a lock for third team. And there'll be voters out there who... it's the LeBron effect.
But to that same point, LeBron has taken more of a beating this year than he ever has.
But he's still LeBron. Like, he still has...
But I reckon people won't vote for him sheerly because of the things like not sitting with the team.
Yeah,
the team obviously aren't playing to their potential, and LeBron's not getting the most out of them. He doesn't seem involved.
Would you have him in the second
team? But people will vote against him because of that.
Yeah, but they'll also vote for him because he's the second first best player of all time.
Well, looking at his stat line is like
it's fine.
His PER and even stuff that he does on the court.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's LeBron.
Yeah. But it's still more or less LeBron. So I would have to vote for him the same way I would have voted for him.
I wouldn't
in every other year.
I wouldn't have him in first or second team. Would you? Would you have him first?
No.
Okay, good. We can move on. Cigar Trika on Twitter. The NBA should go back to a best of five series in the playoffs. Obviously, the playoffs are coming up very soon. I actually thought about this quite actively in drives and such. And I am giving this Twitter / wiki because I think it should for the first round. We want, as a fan, the sport thrives off the unpredictability. The unpredictable nature of sport where you have... We've spoken about like Leicester City... all these sort of narratives and fairy tale sort of things that happen where, you know, the challenger knocks off the fucking vanquisher and it's just gotten, and it changes everything. You shorten the length of the series, that gives a greater probability for a team like, let's say the Nets to knock off the Toronto Raptors. Or the, who's eighth right now, the Jazz to knock off the Golden State Warriors. All these sort of things, or the Clippers, or whatever you might say. So that's why I'm for it, but they're not going to because of that, Nick. Because
of the taxes.
The finger thing means the taxes.
The money.
It's all about the money. It's all about, I'll give you an actual time.
We're in the money.
It's all about that, mate. That's what
the
it's all about.
The NBA are in the money
they,
right now.
They're doing pretty well. TV ratings have been a bit down, but they're still doing okay.
Change is hard, Jack.
Are we getting really existential right now, Nick? Don't talk to me about change, buddy. I'm in my mid to late 20s. This is a very formative period for both of us.
People aren't going to like the whole tradition. They're going to want to.
What do you think, though?
Stick to tradition.
What do you think? It's like the AFL Grand Final. Like I wanted it to stay the same, but
I think this conversation has only come about because of there's never been a bigger gulf between the best and the eighth seed right now.
I would disagree.
Warriors are the best team in the league right now.
Yeah, but last season, the season before.
When was the last time that both teams in the East and West swept their way to the finals?
Yeah, that was.
That's when people are calling for shorter series because they're witnessing sweeps in the first and second rounds.
Yeah, that was. That's what I think.
Prior to this Golden State year, sweeps were like, wow, they swept a team. Now it's, oh, of course they're going to sweep.
I think LeBron and his Cleveland and Miami teams did some nice sweeping every now and then.
Teams were always, I mean, the gentleman sweep 4-1 was always sort of like a, because it's hard to maintain concentration for a complete four games to sweep. Like, it is the same expectation to, you know, keep that level of hunger and thirst across championship years. When you play four in a row, the chances that you're going to slip in one game, relatively high.
Yeah.
Because of the gulf in team quality between the first and the eighth, we'll take the first round, for example, has been so great in the past four in the Golden State era.
I'd say 4 years, yeah.
Yeah. People are calling for these first rounds to be shortened because, you know, the decision's inevitable. And it may be inevitable, but it doesn't mean there's not going to be a good series. And it's going to be a good series when the golf is, you know, brought back to the mean.
Do you not get, like, bored with, like, I think that the playoffs drag on a little bit in those first rounds because, like you're sort of saying, in terms of the enticement factor, the excitement factor, I think seven games is just like, oh, okay, well, let's just wait for the fourth game because, like, I don't think it's highly unlikely. I mean, I think the boss...
It is highly unlikely.
I mean, as much as I want to see as much basketball as possible, I think you can... And I think at the same time, in terms of you could possibly make an argument for the fact that if we have five-game series, you can make an argument for the fact that we can get away from conferences and put the best 16 teams in. And that's just me because, you know, you have less travel, blah, blah, blah. That's just the thought that sprung up into my mind. I would personally like to see this, but just for the first round. I don't want to see it across, you know, the second, third rounds and finals and
such. I think they found a good amount of games, seven to really decide. And
it's a lot of games, though.
To really decide... But these are basketball.
You're a Champions
players.
League
you play
fan.
A game every two. You play a game every two, 3 days.
Yeah,
that's, you know, that's a week and a half.
Yeah, and it's
in soccer you play two legs. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like it's a difference. It's a different sport, but like lengthwise, it's the same.
Well, like two basketball games are sort of close to one soccer game in terms of 48 minutes, 96. Time on, blah, blah, blah. They're about the same. But, you know, you can make arguments that both, obviously, I think soccer requires a tremendous amount of more of, like, athletic prowess and skills across that one leg. So, but, yeah, any final thoughts on this, Nick?
I'd need more convincing.
Okay.
I need more convincing to change my mind solely on the seven, because I think once this golf is...
You're saying you're a big fan of seven, Nick? Do you have game seven by Zaza?
Oh, I do have game seven.
We're going to game seven, baby.
We wouldn't have that. We wouldn't... Wait, you don't have him saying game seven?
Of course I do. I've got it in two separate bites.
I like that. Yeah. We wouldn't have what, Nick, if we shortened it? We wouldn't have... Wait, what? We wouldn't have what? Zaza, give it to me again.
Game 7!
Thank you very much, Zaza.
Ah, we'll throw it to me.
Why not press the Wizards Woes button while you're there, buddy?
The Washington Wizards make a noise.
I drank some bleach all the way down to the blue, and now I'm starting to feel like Harry Potter.
What a banger.
Wizards aren't going to get any Game 7s anytime soon, baby.
All right, mate. Am I reading the highlighted one or the non-highlighted one?
Let me do it.
Okay, you do.
Highlighted ones are saved for
yes,
future
reference.
Yes,
that's right. I knew that.
Told you this last
you
week.
You did.
And you you told me to do that, I'm pretty sure,
yeah,
as well.
I know.
I think it was your idea.
And then I lose track.
Nicholas, Bobby Portis is the Wizards' power forward of the future.
BP.
Bono.
Better petrol.
Better petrol, yeah. Is that what BP stands
for?
No,
it's not. it's
Blueprint. Not. Is Bobby Portis the blueprint?
Ooh,
for the power forward position?
Mate, we just got deep.
Yeah, we did. Do you like Bobby Portis?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I liked him with the Bulls as well. He's got some fight in him. Yeah.
Packs a punch. Write it down.
I'm writing it down.
Two jokes of mine have made the title. I'm pretty proud of
it. Yeah, you should be, mate. Yeah. I need to underline it.
What actually, too much writing. You know what actually works well for that as the title of the episode? Like 3.19 packs a punch. It means like the people are going to read that the episode packs a punch. So it's double-edged in the sword-like nature.
No, I mean, obviously having worked full-time, I don't watch as much Wizards as I would have liked to.
You don't want to anyway.
That's true. I have actually been more interested than... since Wall went down, which is ironic because I'm wearing a John Wall jersey right now. Still love my boy.
You do?
And all the bountiful money that he's getting.
Yeah, maybe you can give it. Can we get it sponsored by John Wall?
Oh, that'd be nice.
JohnWall.com, that are you.
But Portis is a nice addition.
Give us a scroll down, Nicky. You know, you can get the stats just from his heydays in Washington land. 14.9, that's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's all not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Having to say that he's the point guard of the future may be a little bit strong.
Point guard of the future now.
Sorry.
Wow, forward Bobby.
Forward of the future.
Yeah.
Is a bit strong.
Yeah.
But he's a definitely a nice addition.
Where does it go on the scale?
On a...
Does it go on my Twitter, which is like a couple of hundred followers?
Are we splitting
does
Twitter
it go on
your
Twitter,
Twitter?
Or does it go on like... Kylie Jenner's Twitter.
I'm giving this one a Twitter fact because he's definitely not the power forward of the future. But
he's the power forward of the present.
He is.
It's just how long in the future.
If he's the power forward of the future, then I am concerned.
I think he knocked back...
But he is a good role player.
He knocked back a deal with Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, for like 3 years, $40 million or something, which I think he should have taken. Similar with Nerlens Noel. I think it was like 4 years, 60, 68 for Nerlens Noel. Those two players, I think Nerlens Noel will get a little bit of money. I think Bobby Portis deserves less money. I know that Nets fans are a huge fan of him. I'm not a big fan of him, but speaking of the Nets. Woo, woo, woo. Lee Ellis! Leroy?
Leroy.
LA. I love saying Leroy.
Jenkins!
The Nets are the feel-good story of the season, Nicholas. Are you feeling good about the Nets?
I feel good about the Nets.
Okay.
I mean, they lost today.
So that makes
I think they're feel- at 500.
We are 500. Right? I think 36 and 36 to be exact.
But cast your mind back 3 years, mate.
Oh, boy. We started.
And if I told you in 3 years you'd be a 500 team potentially making playoffs.
Oh, man. And we would be better than you. My life satisfaction would just... Like, my outlook on life would just increase exponentially. I would just have a vision and an enlightenment.
Life expectancy of Nets fans have gone through the roof.
It has. But at the same time, they put us through a heap of heartache, just like today's game. Feel good story of the season. Yeah, I think the Sacramento Kings are in there. I think the Los Angeles Clippers are in there. I think you can chuck in some individual players, obviously, as well. Rookies. I think that they are a feel good story of the season, not the feel good story of the season.
What is the feel good? Have you sort of decided a ranking list in your mind, or just the ones that's like, these have potential? Because the Kings are a big one.
Yeah, I think
the Kings are.
If the Kings made the playoffs, they would be, but they're not going to.
Yeah. Which yeah, is, that's true. That's true. And they have hope for the... I mean, you guys, that's the same thing. And you are making the playoffs.
Hopefully. We have a very hard stretch.
Calling it.
Oh,
knock on wood.
Thank God you knocked on wood. we need that wood. I think... I just don't know. I don't know what this feel good, what the feel good story season is, because I don't. You can make arguments for so many other aspects of the season to be the feel good story. I think the Nets probably are one or two, but in terms of everything, I don't think we're that big of a feel good story. We're not like a comeback or whatever. We're just
Andre Ingram.
Yeah, we're not an Andre Ingram. I think that's the sort of thing.
That's a feel good.
That's
story.
But like he's been playing a little bit, hasn't he? Again.
Has he been playing consistently?
Okay. No, he's played lately because they're like...
He played that one game.
He played.
Has he played since?
Yeah, I think he played tonight or last night or something. And Kobe Bryant says he wants to make a movie about him. I'm just like, oh, because he's got an Oscar now. Kobe, me too, baby. You're next. We're coming for you. We're coming for
you? He's played three games.
This season?
Yep, this season.
4.3 minutes per game.
0 points.
But 0.3 steals. 0.7 rebounds. He's doing better than Brandon, but Brandon Ingram is on the mend, which is a good thing. We have mentioned that news, but the DVT, deep vein thrombosis, is that
thrombosis?
Yeah. Which is a very
well. Chris Bosh
had it, but a different legs. Version of it. Brandon Ingram had it in his arms, which I believe is less serious, and obviously can lead to blood clotting. And if you bleed when you're doing exercise, it can lead to death. But it is said that he will be back sooner rather than later and is healthy. So, with all that being said, feel good stories. Brandon Ingram's one of them.
May I just... I'm on Andre Ingram's basketball reference right now.
Yeah.
His PER this season is minus 10. I have never seen a minus negative 10. PER.
I've seen it before.
I didn't even know we could... I didn't know you could go negative.
Yeah, I mean, it's like where there's positive, Nick, there's negative. It's the yin and the yang of the world. Yang, yeah. Speaking of yin and yangs, give me some of that JB team.
JB team of the week.
Yes, for those of you who are new, this is where we recognise the players that have been outstanding in their position for the week just gone. Taking the point guard spot, Kyrie Irving tallied 31 points, 12 assists, 10 rebounds, and a steal and a block.
Yeah, you got one.
Yeah, you got one.
In only
37 minutes.
Only 37.
During Thursday's win over Sacramento. Almost perfect from the line there, Mr. Irving. He finished with his second career triple-double, topping 30 points for the second time in three games. So very nice there from the Melbournian.
66%.
Yes.
Two out of three.
Yes.
66.666666666%. So 67% if you're rounding up.
Jimmy Harden.
James. Beardo.
Exploded.
Yeah.
Explode. Yes. For 41 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, 6 steals.
6 of them.
3 blocks.
He's stealing a lot. He's blocking a lot.
He's so close to the quintuple.
You love that one. Soon enough, so mate. Soon enough.
In only 42 minutes.
Only.
During Friday's 108-102 win over the Suns, Harden matched his season high in steals, swiping 6 for the third time. In the 18-19 season, he also swatted at least three blocks three times now this season while taking his scoring to another level. Mate,
yeah.
Who says that James Harden doesn't play defense?
Oh, baby.
A lot of people.
See you, mate. A little bit.
Taking the small forward position somehow, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I wanted to get... It was him or LeBron, and I'm like...
You could have put Randall... I mean,
Randall at small forward?
Yeah, more so than Giannis.
Nah, stuff it.
Okay.
This is my team, my podcast, our podcast.
Made his case to be the league's MVP once again on Sunday. He showed he's more than capable of dominating a game by scoring a career high...
What's the point?
52.
Today. Literally today.
The Sixers.
If we didn't do the podcast a day late for you guys, Giannis wouldn't have made it.
Incredible. He combined that with 16 rebounds and 7 assists to round out a masterful performance.
You like the word masterful?
Masterful.
I put that in there. That wasn't just copy and pasted, baby. Originality.
Look at you, Mr. Writer Man.
Yeah, words his.
Mr. Journalist. Julius Randle scored 45 points, 20 of 34 from the field, mate.
Yeah.
He did go 3 of 11 from the line, though. Very disappointing there. 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. The defensive effort in JB team this week is tremendous. Only 42 minutes.
Only 42.
Still 6 minutes of play that he's missed out on.
Well, I wonder the seconds. I wonder how many seconds.
Well, that's it. It could have been rounded up. Could have been 41.
32.
Exactly. During Friday night's 122 to 110 loss to the Blazers, Randle finished with a career high scoring total while swatting a season high in blocks.
Like it.
Good stuff there from Julius. At the center, Joel Embiid, we alluded to him before, how amazing he was. He was dominant on Sunday, posting 40 points along with 15 rebounds and 6 assists. The big man can pass.
He can.
In a win over Philly.
I did this wrong. Over Milwaukee.
Over Milwaukee.
Sorry.
Good stuff there, Joel Embiid.
Let me correct myself in Milwaukee Watch.
Put it down, young fella.
Best rookie we've ever seen.
Lesson one, rookie. Expect the unexpected.
An unexpected addition to Rookie Watch this week. Thank you, Morty. One vote goes to Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, who totaled 17 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block in only 30 minutes of playing time.
That is an only.
During
that's warranted.
Yeah, yeah. During their 128 to 121 victory over the Bulls, SGA put forth another strong performance, scoring at least 12 points for the 7th time in at least 8 games. He's gone under the radar this season. Not a heap of love on Rookie Watch because he doesn't put up flashy numbers, but need to get him in there. The Don himself obviously is going to feature. Conjured up 24 points, 11 rebounds and 9 assists in a tough loss to the Nuggets the other day. Poor Don. But a man who not many people know about.
I certainly do not.
Luka Doncic's teammates. Rookie Jalen Brunson, the point guard, generated 34 points, 12 of 16 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3, 7 of 7 from the free throw line.
That's perfect, baby.
He has been good. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal in only 37 minutes of play during their loss, to the Spurs earlier in the week. Brunson finished with a career high scoring in minutes totals while producing double-digit points for the 5th straight contest. I've liked Jalen Brunson. Very nice second-round pickup for the Dallas Mavericks, Nicholas.
He's scoring 34 points for you in the second round in his first year. That's a good pickup for most teams.
He is a nice player.
Beautiful stuff there, mate.
And a nice podcast.
Yes, lovely. Just as ever, guys, that just about does it for another week. So we'd like to say thank you for tuning in to Just Ball Things. You can catch us on the Nothing But Net Dash Radio channel. As always, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts is what I use personally, Blog Talk Radio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. Do us a solid. Leave us a rating and review there as well. Helps us out a bunch. So remember, it's you guys that make this show great, so we appreciate any and every post heading our way. So until next week,
keep balling, superstars. Come on.